Horrible Harry and Me. Harry sits next to me in room 2B. He looks like any other second grader except for one thing. Harry loves to do horrible things. When I first met Harry out on the playground, he had a shoebox. I asked him, "What's in there?" "Something." "What's your name?"
"Doug," I said.
"Want to see a girl scream, Doug?" Before I could say anything, Harry took off after Song Lee. When he trapped her by the tree, he opened up his box and dangled a garter snake in her face. Song Lee screamed. That's when I first saw Harry do something horrible. When it rains, we have recess indoors. Sometimes we play a game called 7-Up. When it's Harry's turn to be up, everyone wonders, will Harry tap me on the head? Harry presses his knuckles down hard on your skull. He calls them knuckle noogies. Nobody should give anybody a knuckle noogie. But Harry does. Harry loves to do horrible things. The second week of school, Sydney called Harry a name. It was during science when we were reading about birds.
"Harry's a canary," Sydney whispered,
and a lot of kids laughed.
"What's so funny?" the teacher asked.
"Nothing, Miss Mackle," Sydney replied.
Harry didn't think it was nothing. Harry planned to get revenge after school, and he did. At 3:05, Harry jumped Sydney, pinned him to the ground, and said,
"Say I love girls twice."
"Never,"
Sydney said, trying to get away.
"Yeah?"
"Yeah."
And that's when Harry started to tickle Sydney under the armpits until Sydney couldn't stand it any longer.
"I love girls! I love girls!" Sydney shouted.
Song Lee, Ida, and Mary heard Sydney. So did a lot of the boys. Harry got his revenge all right, and it was horrible. Sydney ran down the street screaming,
"I'll get you back someday."
When Miss Mackle wants the floor cleaned, she asks Harry to sweep. No one sweeps the floor like Harry. He picks up every piece of paper, every pencil stub, and every bit of clay. Once, Harry even crawled under my desk to get a broken crayon. Nobody knows that Harry keeps some of that stuff. But I do. I sit right next to him and watch. Harry is making stub people. Harry says his stub people are the scariest creatures in the world. He keeps them in a cigar box in his desk. Someday, when he has made 24, Harry says, his stub people will invade our room.
"It won't be long, Doug," he whispered. "Soon the stub people will bring doom to room 2B.
When it was Song Lee's birthday, her mother brought in two trays of treats for the class. After we sang Happy Birthday, Song Lee passed out the treats. Miss Mackle noticed there were 3 fortune cookies and 1 cupcake left. Miss Mackle put them on a plate with a card that said, "We love Mrs. Michelson." Then she said, "Who would like to take these treats to our librarian?" Everyone raised their hand except Song Lee. She's too shy. We kept raising our hands. Sydney made noises like,
"Oh, me, me, me."
Miss Mackle picked Harry and me. She knows we're not afraid to go upstairs where the big kids are. When we were walking up the stairs to the library, Harry asked me if I wanted to split the cupcake. "That's for the librarian," I said.
"Mrs. Michelson just likes yogurt and carrots," Harry replied. "We'll be doing her a favor."
And so we both promised. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye, that we would never tell on each other. Then we ate the librarian's cupcake. Sometimes Harry gets me to do horrible things.